Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower. I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. You can listen to our Warn Radio episodes on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And Warn Radio is now on the following platforms: Amazon Prime Music in podcast, Spreaker, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Spotify, Anchor, and Pocket Cast. Be sure not to miss the following posts from our Warn Radio episodes on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. The Lucifer Project Group, America Held in Contempt, Finding Grace in Time of Need, Faith, Words, Spring of Life. And you don't want to miss the latest WIBR Warn Radio shows on warn-usa.com. China, Rise of the Dragon, Iran, North Korea, Christian Persecution, Persecuted Gospel, and Christian Leadership. Gospel Advocacy, Persecuted Church, Prophecy, Christian World News. And don't miss our latest Warn Radio episodes from the week of May 10th through May 12th. Wednesday's show on the 10th, Watch and Pray Always, God's American Agenda, Real Revival, Conversion to Faith, Resurrected. Thursday's show on May 11th, Davidic Mercies, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 173 on Battle Lines. And Friday, May 12th, Found in Christ, Revelation, Throne of Iniquity, Part 13 on Sound the Shofar. And be sure to get your copy of The Rising. The Rising is a Christian fiction thriller by the Watchman Dana G. Smith. The Rising continues the story of Mac, a former Black Ops sniper, and details the takeover of America. Hidden within the storyline of The Rising is the truth of what's happening in America now. You can get your book by going to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Ingram. The Rising ebook can be found on Google Play Book. And you can also get your copy of The Rising by going to danaglennsmith.com. And while on the site, be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter and visit our Christian books and resource shop. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, you know, in spite of the election, I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Greetings. Welcome to another Friday edition of Sound the Shofar. We are in our series, Throne of Iniquity. This is part 14. Renewed in the Spirit. Revelation. Throne of Iniquity, part 14. Welcome to today's show. Welcome to the weekend. Shabbat begins tonight. And the weekend also begins tonight. For many people, they live for weekends. Howbeit, the scripture, you know, we take care of one day at a time. Sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. Renewed in the Spirit brings us to a very important fact, that as believers and followers of our Lord Jesus Christ, we do not do anything without the Lord. Renewed in the Spirit, that is, the Spirit of the Lord brings the super into the natural. The natural man does not have the Spirit of God unless, of course, that natural man is born again. And we're going to be talking about an Ephesians verse where Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. I'm laughing because I'm thinking of America. You know, I mean, when I wrote these words, I wasn't chuckling when I wrote them. But the words are, whatever they can dream up, think, or conjure up, they live in the flesh and the spirit of the flesh. I mean, you know, if you're not woke, but you're woke to the Lord. See, we don't care if we're woke to their perversions and nutty things, okay? If you're going to be woke to the Lord. Be awakened through the Spirit of God. Be born again through the Spirit of God. Repent of your sins. Come to the Lord. Yeah. So, and today, I would say the Gentiles, I suppose there's a few Jews thrown in there, because when we talk of Gentiles, actually the scripture uses the word Greek. But really, we're talking about Gentiles. In the world, there's Jews and Gentiles. And of course, that's about the way it is. And of course, there's a lot of groups that think of themselves different ways. But we're really not talking about that. We're just classifying the fact of the Gentiles to whom the scripture was talking about. Walk in the vanity of the mind, whatever they can dream up, think, or conjure up, they live in the flesh and the spirit of the flesh. That is what we're doing in America. And, you know, this should be a really serious matter here. It should be. But, you know, just like yesterday, I was doing my social media stuff. You know, this is doing our publishing and advertising and doing a lot of different things. And I noticed, and I can't remember the name of the company that had launched a new line of swimsuits. And so it happened to be in an article that I was reading. And there was something wrong with the model. Now, it was a black model. It didn't matter that he was black.
But the key is he. He had no boobs, of course. I don't know what he was doing. I don't know why they, but they were having a man model a woman's swimsuit. You know, it's not just the kids of the street that are nuts. It's the people in charge of these. I mean, we're talking multi-million dollar companies. They're woke too. They're nuts. Look what Budweiser did. Look at the reaction. The American people, simply put, you know, they don't want this. They don't want this stuff. I mean, what part of I don't want it do you not understand? But because we have a minority of people, and we have politicians that want to take advantage of it, and because they want to make things bad for, you know, if you're not going to follow them or follow their doctrine, then they're just going to do stuff to break you down. But see, the problem of it is, these are people who are blind in the spirit, blind within their heart, walking in uncleanness, lascivious in nature. And what that means is you let loose your inclinations to be unclean. And you live in the world as though you're a greedy person. You want your own way. Even if that way is harmful, stupid, ignorant, foolish. You know, these are the issues. And there is no doubt about it. You see, the Christian is supposed to be different. If indeed you walk in Christ and are found in Him, then you have not learned to do those things in the world and in the flesh. You don't do those things. In your old ways, you might have done some of those. Well, you know, I got news for you. If you go back to the 60s, and some of them that would be classified as wicked or walking, you know, in the flesh, many of them would never have dreamed to do what these people are doing today, like the group of them who are fluffies or animals or whatever that thing is. I seen a video of them all going around just like a dog. You know, that's an unclean spirit. You know dogs are unclean, don't you? They're animals. They're dogs. Yeah, they're good companions, but they will still do things that are unclean. I've always had dogs. And I realized a long time ago when I turn around and see them doing something that a dog does. You know, yeah, I don't do that. We're humans. We are at the top of the, you know, chain. Well, yeah, that is until lately. I mean, it's ignorance. It's rebellion. It's sin. And we have politicians taking advantage of it. And we're allowing these kids to do it instead of correcting them. See, there's no respect for the adults today because many of the adults are caught up in their own little world of delusion. We are a selfish society, and the churches don't do anything. Not all of them. Now, Ephesians 4:17-27. Now, I put the whole context in here so you can look it up, but we're going to go through various verses here. Verse 17, I say therefore, Paul is talking, the apostle, testifying on the Lord that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. Now that describes America to the T right now at this point. And he's basically giving you the spiritual attributes of what they're doing. They have their understanding darkened. They're alienated from the life of God because there's ignorance, because of the blindness of their hearts. They have given themselves over unto this uncleanness. They have said, okay, I kind of like it. I'm going to jump into it. But, he says, you, speaking to the Christians, you have not learned so. You have not so learned Christ. You know, you haven't learned this from the Lord Jesus Christ. It is not in the book of, the best things for Christians to do. First chapter of the Christian book, it does not say you're to have your understanding darkened and you're to be alienated from the life of God, to have a blind heart and ignore everything God says and give yourselves over unto every unclean thing and stupid thing and woke thing there is. You have not learned to do that, church. You have not learned to do that, pastors. And of course, what did I read first thing this morning? And that was about, I think it was a Catholic church. But they had some kind of a painting saying God was trans, and they had the individuals in there. Well, they changed the name of the painting or whatever it was they were hanging up, and they left it. This is in a church or a display where people could see it. Now, see, you're blaspheming God. You know, and you know, you can do this till the cows come home. You can do this beyond the cows coming home and the Lord appears. But the problem you have is you have another influence, TikTok. And China influences America's children on purpose. And the connection to fentanyl in America is connected to China, who creates the stuff and sends it over, and it comes through Mexico. They also work with a lot of these various gangs and groups down there, cartels in Mexico and South America. Why did they do that? To destroy America, to be able to get at one point to take it over. You know, I've said this many times. In a nation, you can look at the people and see what's affecting them. And without question, you can trace that back to who's running the country. If you look in America and you see California, how screwed up it is, what the streets are like, people pooping on the sidewalk, and I learned the other day in my refresher, they were pooping in the elevators. Exclusive hotels, right? Bums outside. People that are sick. People that are defeated. And we just walk right past them. We don't solve the issue with humanity. We heap more crap on them. Excuse the expression. But that's what they're doing. And you expect God to sit over there and say, okay, folks, go ahead, you know. When it gets piled 7 feet deep, then I'll come. No. In America, we have given ourselves over to this uncleanness and greediness. We have accepted it from the highest corridors of our government. And we have one of the worst, absolutely the worst, unclean, perverted, corrupted government in history in America, and that's the Biden administration. And that's because Barack Obama and all of his minions are connected to it, along with George Soros, and Obama's definitely. Did you ever wonder how come Obama got so much money? Yeah, he has a secret source. He was connected to Soros, along with others. Do you think because you don't see him out there all the time doing things, that's because he works behind the scenes? He's a very neat, clean in doing this. He keeps all the crud away where you can't see it. And he's the one putting them up to it. Now you see, Paul says in verse 22 of that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man. Well, the conversation in America is how corrupt our streets are, how many murders there are, how many people are sleeping on the street, how many people there's even getting paid to sleep on the streets. We used to talk about veterans being on the street, but no more. We got everybody down there now. And meanwhile, the border is open and the Biden administration is putting up in hotels all the illegals who cross illegally, who are getting money, who have free health care and everything else. What part of this doesn't make sense? And what part in the Constitution tells you to sit on your butt and do nothing while you have some old fool up there in Washington destroying your country, bringing in other people to take your place, and they're going to outlaw everything you do, and then they're going to start sending people down to pick you up and throw you in jail. They're going to continue to forget that the J6ers are in there, and many of them were actually led into this. It's called entrapment. The J6ers were entrapped. Now, when I was doing the show about that time, there's one thing. The minute I heard that Trump wanted to have his rally there at the Capitol, I said, that's a bad idea. I told Tower that he should not go in there. This is a trap. He went in there anyway, and it was a trap. And if you're going to fight, you need to fight fire with fire. You need to be smarter than the enemy, not stupider. This is not America. America was lost some time ago. This is a country that is going to bury the Christians, going to burn their churches, going to destroy your morality, and they're going to bring the people down. Then they're going to try to build it up with socialism. Good luck there. Look what they did, their success in Venezuela. What has communism done for China? Hadn't done much for their people. They're all poor, except for a very few. Now, I like Chinese culture. But the communist system is anathema. And these people are murderers. And you can tell that from a lot of different things they've done. With the Uyghurs and the Christians, body parts, and many other things. Their morality is not God's morality. What has Russia done? Well, they do have the Russian Orthodox Church. He invaded Ukraine. A lot of innocent people have died. But even I've got a video of Putin talking about how corrupt America is. And he's right. He goes into detail and names everything. Why? Because you can see it. It's all over the news. It's open. It's in the public. The skirts of America have been lifted up. She's no longer the virgin. She's no longer that woman in the harbor with this lamp saying, "Come unto me, all you poor and huddled masses." No, the huddled masses came to America a long time ago. And you know where they're at now? They're on the streets. And their children are on fentanyl or dying of fentanyl. And you've got them corrupt. They're walking around or crawling around like dogs, saying they're dogs. These are unclean spirits. When are you going to wake up, churches? When are you going to stop going into those sanctuaries and praising God when He wants you to get out there and win these people so they don't go to hell? When are you going to wake up? When are your pastors going to wake up? When are you going to throw off that uncleanness? And you think you're going to be delivered on the day of judgment? Good luck there. I mean, you can even look in Israel. You can trace Israel and the success. You can take each little thing. Look at the book of Kings. You can read the whole thing. Look at it. Understand what you're reading. Now, when you're talking about Israel and you go back and you talk about David, Israel was whole. And they had David. When they had Moses, they all came out together. Caleb and Joshua with the children of Israel went into the promised land. They were all whole. And they were walking with God. They were victorious. But then they started getting these other illicit bumblers in there, like Ahaz. They were some of the later ones, and Jezebel. But listen, they had their own armies. They had their priests. They had their prophets. But they were all unclean. Except for the prophets. Like when we talk about, you know, Isaiah, for instance, who was the leader. Elijah. But the people? Good grief. The people had to put up with this. They all walked in uncleanness. When Christ came and he wept over Jerusalem, he said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that stonest the prophets. How oft would I have gathered you as a mother hen does her chicks, but you would have none of it. Your house is now left unto you desolate." And that was at the time in the Roman Empire when the Lord was there. Because they were leading them in a wrong way. You see, it's always the government and the people act, you know, "Well, I've got to do this." And in the children of Israel, they did that. So when they were serving Baal, they all went and served Baal. When they all were all sending their children through the fire into Baal, yeah, they all started doing it. And they were also worshiping the Queen of Heaven. They had all kinds of idolatry going on. And these were supposed to be the children of God. These are the ones that were supposed to know what was right and wrong. So then we talk about the lawless Gentiles, and we come into America. We've had great revivals here. We had people that knew what holiness was, what things you do and what you don't do. We aren't there now. So we're talking today, renewed in the spirit. Well, the spirit that's going on in America is an unclean, divisive, devilish, foolish, absolutely leading you to hell spirit. And there's another spirit in America that's working through those believers in Christ and the churches who know the truth. And that's the spirit of the living God. And that spirit of the living God is within the humans who have been born again. Because how we talk about this and we see what's happened in America, this isn't America. For all intents and purposes, this is the harlot, the wine of the harlot. Remember, the nations get drunk on this abomination and sorceries. That's because they let loose their proclivities and the lusts of the flesh. And they just revel in it. Like a dog does, reveling in something unclean. Or a human does, reveling in his uncleanness and enjoying it. That's what this spirit does. That's why it takes the power of God to deliver you and keep you clean. Now, I've been warning America for, along with Tower, we're in our 25th year, but we were warning back in 1973. Not as much as we do today. But I knew in 73 what was coming to America. And that has been probably 60 years ago. I haven't broke it down in Mac, but feels like 100 years. Because I know the truth. I know what's going on. I know what I was warned and told. I know what the visions revealed. But see, you just don't get something from the Lord and all of a sudden you understand everything, because there's an education process. You have to work to get to the end. You have to work to get to the end when you can be like the Elijahs. There's a session of training, rebuking, faltering. Because you need to understand what's going on. And so if we could just snap our fingers and solve the issue, that would be so much nicer. So verse 20 of that said, "But you have not so learned in Christ. If so be that you have heard him, have been taught by him, and the truth is in Jesus." And that's where America is having her trouble. The truth is in Jesus, but America doesn't believe that. If they had the true fear of the Lord, they would depart from what they're doing. "That you put off concerning the former conversation the old man." That's what you used to do. Except in America, that's what we're still doing, because people aren't saved in this country. They're not born again. That old man of lust, or old woman of lust, it's corrupt because of the deceitful lust. But you, as a believer in Christ, can be born again. You can be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You can put on that new man through Christ. And then you'll be created in righteousness and true holiness after God. And what I'm amazed is in this section where he tells them all this, he tells them to put away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not, don't let the sun go down in your wrath, and neither give place to the devil. So he's dealing with issues in Ephesus. So as we move forward, and we look at this just out of Ephesians, there's a lot of stuff here that, you know, you can put America, and not just America, but we have, and specifically even states, you know, you can see this scenario working in states, the woke ideology, the takeover of America, the bring it into socialism, the condemning whites all the time and race. And this is what I tell people. You know, sin is not in the skin. Sin is in that which is within. Comes from within. We are corrupt. We don't even know what truth is today. And that's really where we're at right now. And see, you can't even talk to these people. And people are just catatonically, you know, opposed to people that disagree with them. See, long time ago, in the former America that I know, and many of us this age knew, we grew up in the 60s. We didn't trust government. But even coming out of the 60s, I wouldn't trust any of you. I wouldn't trust anybody. I wouldn't trust California. I wouldn't trust governors. I wouldn't trust even some of these so-called religious leaders who are fake. We are corrupt today. And I personally think we're worse than Israel and Judah ever were. And that's a problem. Romans 18 will tell you what happens. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now that's where we're at in America. We have people that are telling you, for instance, just one. I mean, we talk about the truth. This is the truth in God, the truth in Christ, the truth in righteousness, the truth in salvation or redemption. But we can also look at it and see many things in America. You're convincing children that they can be, a boy can become a girl or a woman, and a woman can become a boy. No, they can't. Now, they can dress up the outside, sure. They can put makeup on anybody and make them look like a woman, practically. They can grow boobs on a man, but he doesn't have mammary glands, and it's unnatural. He can put on a skirt and put on makeup, and you think everything's fine, but most of them still have penises. See, these are lies. They can whack it off and try to fix a vagina. But Tower and I found, you know, there's a news that came out some time ago about a young man who was becoming a woman, and they did the first ever vagina operation, etc., whatever they do. Well, he died on the table. And even if you did succeed in creating a vagina and you could make a man into somebody that has, a, you know, boobs, which we already do, they still have different walks, different hips, different everything. Same thing for a woman. She can only go so far. And many of them pretend they're men and they go ahead and have a baby and said a man had a baby. No, he didn't. You had a woman that's made up like a man who pretends she's a man while she still has a woman womb. And see, even all these men with boobs, they don't have mammary glands. And they also don't have the female attributes. What it means to be a woman. And from where I look, and I see, I know what a real woman is. And if you think a woman is just boobs and a womb and a vagina, then you have missed the boat when it comes to females. We have sexified everything. And you are cursed for it. This country is cursed for what you're doing. You're cursed for what you're doing to the babies and the children. Now, here's a verse. You know, Paul speaks in Romans that God has showed it unto them He has shown them the truth of God. In verse 20, Paul says, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his external power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." This is humanity. "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened." That's what America is today. We have a lot of foolish hearts that are darkened. We are lost. And when you take Putin, a former KGB agent, who in a speech even mentions the Roman, the Russian Orthodox Church, and starts talking about how corrupt America is. It's not even about our policies in Ukraine. He's talking about how corrupt America is. How foolish do you got to be not to recognize it? Pretty foolish. Because the foolish hearts are darkened in America. And even within the church, their hearts are darkened. You know, I was raised in the Methodist Church with my family. I knew who Jesus was. He was a white guy. One of them had beautiful blue eyes. That's not the real Jesus. That's our interpretation. Yahshua. But it took God to get me out of the church, to get me saved. Then once out of the church and saved, he had to get the sin out gradually in order to use me. Because while you have an immediate sanctification through the Spirit and you are deemed a son or daughter of God, there's still a process of sanctification, becoming holy, becoming righteous, walking in the way of the Lord, understanding how God works. That takes time. Now you see in Romans 1:24-32, when you don't listen to God, like America doesn't listen to God. Now, this doesn't mean that there's no churches that preach the truth. This does not mean that there is no preachers that understand anything. We do have that. But what I'm telling you is you've got an entire group, and including states, politicians, and everything. And right now, the unclean is in charge of your government. And the FBI. Romans 1:24, "Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanliness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves." Verse 26, "For this cause God gave them up to vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. Now, what a list, huh? Would you like to go down each one of those and put a sign on someone and say, well, you're a backbiter. You're a hater of God. You're a boaster. No, we're not going to do that. Because while these are a lot of bad things and America resembles it, God is looking down on America right now. You know, Isaiah said, of the Lord, I will choose your delusions and bring your own fears upon you, because when I called, you did not answer. And right now, at this moment in time, God is calling out to America, and America is not answering. Instead, they're rejoicing in their heap of iniquity. Now you see, Paul sums up all of that stuff that he talked about with this verse. And these people, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. That's America. Because if you're doing things like they're doing, they're happy. If you're a once a born-again Christian doing really good and on fire and suddenly become something else that they delight in, these unclean ones. Yep, you're in trouble. And see, while we've been talking about America, you can put in all the nations. Because every nation has some form something that they push that's an abomination, for such is the sins of men. So this is where we stand. But even as we stand with all of this stuff going on, and there's a big list here, God is calling out. People are responding around the world, not just in America. We've had reports of revivals in America. Well, I got news for you. There's revivals going on in some of the toughest spots on the planet. Yes, and Christians are being killed like never before, but we are seeing revival. We are seeing miracles and signs and wonders. So if you think by America becoming filthy, dirty, rotten, that God's not going to call people out, you're nuts. If you think that because the church is cold and dead and you haven't seen a miracle there in 200 years, I got news for you. God's doing a thing here. There's miracles. And I challenge you to prove me wrong that there's no miracles. There may be no miracles in your life, but there can be. There may be no deliverance, but there can be. The devil is telling you that there's no hope. I'm telling you, there is. We can dig up the stench. We can undo everything. We can bring them out. We can see them cleaned up. And sometimes it's a process. Because as Christians, you know where we were at? We were on the other end. We didn't know the Lord. But I can speak to you today. And I can declare, thus saith the Lord. Because I know him. Who along the way gave his son to be a ransom for many. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is able. Now we need to find the difference between the clean and the unclean. But if you think freedom is becoming a dog or a cat or a rabbit and you're a human, and there's all kinds of things these people are doing. It's foolishness. But now we have the woke legislators now who are making laws. They don't want you to say anything. They don't want you revealing the fact that this is nothing but delusion. See, the devil works in delusion. He works off the lust of your flesh. He knows men better than men and women know themselves. He's the tempter. Jesus said, I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly. But Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's what he's doing in America right now. He's doing it through Joseph Biden, through Barack Obama, and others who have helped him. He's doing it through the governor of California, through the one in charge in Canada. He's doing it through billionaires like George Soros. He's doing it every day. Even through people who are dressed up in collars and declare that they're your pastor. There is uncleanliness, there is deception, there's deceiving going on right now. The Lord said, when you look at Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, be not deceived. The Lord emphasized, be not deceived. There's antichrist, there's false prophets, there's false teachers, there's false shepherds, there's liars and thieves, there's wickedness. And in America now, you have and have had for some time a spirit of filth throughout this land. So that the people be caught up in them and do those things that are not convenient, that are an affront to God Almighty. Because they don't want you having God's blessings. They don't want America healed. They don't want the children healed and know the truth. They don't want the states to be awake in God. They want them destroyed. Your death is coming, America. Your death is coming, states. Your death is coming. Don't listen to these wicked spirits. Don't listen to the devil. Don't listen to his deceivers. Rebuke him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can do that even as an unbeliever. And you can say, oh God, help me, deliver me. Scripture says all you have to do is resist him and he's going to be gone. The devil ain't going to mess with you. He has thousands of others to rejoice in this country that are woke, and there's those that are unwoke. Doesn't matter. If you don't know the Lord in truth, then you need to. Now, I'm giving you this today. This is part of our study. Throne of Iniquity, part 14. But this is a warning. This is also a solution. You don't want any more people like Joe Biden in Congress? I mean, up in the White House? You don't want any more nations or states going to hell like California is? Or New York? Or Denver? Then you need to find the truth. And I'm telling you the truth. But you need to repent. God is calling out, and I'm telling you He's calling out right now. So you get down and you repent of your sins. You get into John chapter 1. The Lord went to His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. How do you receive someone? Just like someone knocks on the door. In the old days, you'd receive him into your house. You'd open the door further for him, ask him on in. And that's what you do with the Lord. Ask him to come in. 1 John 1. He that walks in the light as he is in the light, has you have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses you from all unrighteousness. He that walks in the light as He is in the light. You have to be in the light. Get into Romans about verses 3 through 7. I'll talk about confession of sin. For with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And then, in addition to John chapter 1, read John chapter 3. You must receive Him. You must be born again of the Spirit. Get in and read. You need to read all of John, but just for read John 10 through 17. I recommend you read the entire book of John at least 40 times. Or 50. Father, we thank You for this word. Let them know Your calling. Bring them to a point where they can hear You calling, Father. Put in their heart a spirit of repentance. May they have a true desire to change and come unto You. Because only through You can they find hope and truth. For the devil has no power over them when Christ is there. I invite Christ Jesus, the Son of Almighty God, to hear the pleas of all those who will call upon Him. And I know He does. In Jesus' name. And in Jesus' name I bind you, Satan, from the preaching, teaching, streaming, receiving of this word in Jesus' name. For all of those, visit our websites at warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Listen to the shows, read the articles, pass them on to your friends. God is not done with you. Even though you may be done with Him, He is calling. Don't shut yourself off to His call. There are those out there that hear this. God is calling you. Do not ignore it. It'll be the detriment that you will remember for eternity. But you can be in eternity with Christ. So come unto Him. Shalom, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warren Radio.